This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Spingola Speaks. Our guest today, who holds the record for being on my program the most times, this is the 34th time that Clint Richardson has appeared on my program since December 2010. And his website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. The other two websites that he has are thecorporationnation.com and clint4p.com. And he is the producer, director, writer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, and Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, and The Corporation Nation, which is a fabulous, fabulous, it's a classic. Everybody should see that video. Today we're talking about cracking the cult of the Constitution. And we were talking just before the break about abortion being a symbolic, or maybe not so symbolic, but a literal sacrificing of the children to Moloch or someone.
Certainly does fit the bill, considering who actually, sponsors the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, and it's funny because George Bush, one of the conservatives who supposedly is against abortion, is one of the major funders and major functionaries of the Planned Parenthood and abortion. I mean, it's the whole thing screams of not only eugenics, but yes, of the death cult, of the worship of sacrifice. And I gotta tell you, Danny, I am not good at talking about this stuff. Usually I talk about financial reports and patents and all these numbers and figures and stuff that I can really grasp and really get my head around and really explain it in a way. But what we're talking about today is stuff that, for the most part, myself, you, and other people out there do not comprehend in a carnal way. In other words, we can't imagine that there are people, I can't imagine that there are people out there that would do this stuff. In other words, when I try to explain this, I can write it, but I can't talk about it because it is so far beyond my comprehension of what evil is and what these people are doing, the importance of the afterlife compared to this life and that sort of thing. It is very difficult for me to talk about this in a cohesive way because literally, it's unimaginable. And I guess one of the biggest fallacies that you always hear, like if I were to start talking about a certain church or a certain religion, whatever, is that, oh, but I know plenty of those people in the church, the members. I know plenty of citizens. I know plenty of Americans. I know plenty of Japanese. I know plenty of Jews. And they're all great people. But we're not talking about the people. We're not talking about the common man. We're not talking about the useful idiots as members of organizations. We're not talking about the useful idiots as police and low-level corporals in the military. We're talking about a structure that is ancient and has never been out of power and out of control. And that is something most people just can't wrap their hands around, and it's very difficult to talk about. I don't know if you feel that way as well, but it's incomprehensible that people would act in this way against their fellow man.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why so many people just simply can't believe some of the things that they hear on this program and on other programs on RBN and elsewhere. Because they would never dream of doing some of the things, and so they can't possibly conceive that other people would dream of these things. And you brought up Planned Parenthood. Now, this morning I was doing a little bit of research, and I was looking in the book War Against the Weak, and the author absolutely criticizes the eugenics program in Germany, which was actually started here in this country in 1909, but he praises, absolutely applauds the activities of Planned Parenthood. And that's such... that's so ridiculous. How can you...
You know, the concept of population control, you know, rears its ugly head in so many different ways. Of course, war has always been the mainstay of population control or depopulation. And then you have the more, you know, with technology and with the, you know, everything that's happened in the last 100 years, now you have these more clandestine types of population control. The industry is absolutely disgusting, and what really bothers me about it is not so much the, well, I mean, I can't say that because, of course, it bothers me, but what's happening to the bodies of these babies is what's bothering me, because they're sold for parts. They're sold for research. They're sold, I mean, it's kind of like when you take your pet in to the pound, you know, you expect that someone's either going to adopt it or they're going to euthanize it. Well, guess what, folks? They're sending those pets to labs to be tested on. They're sending them alive to be literally tortured for scientific research, medical research, you know, with people who have license to abuse animals. So the same thing with the abortion industry. These babies are being used for medical research. There's lists of parts, you know, that you can buy, how much they cost. A whole baby is a certain price. A whole dead baby that was aborted. A healthy heart has a certain price to it. An arm, a leg. I mean, it's a disgusting, disgusting industry. It goes way, way more deep than just, you know, a eugenics program. Because how else are you going to get stem cells? How else are you going to get all these things that you're not supposed to have to create all these new and wonderful diseases that then we'll have to get more baby parts to create more cell substrates to grow more vaccines on? I mean, that's really where we're at. We're at such a disgusting place right now. And, of course, that goes back to the prions, where we're injecting ourselves with body parts. Xenotransplantation, we're putting animal and human parts into our bodies that are foreign and literally transferring these malformed proteins called prions, and that's what's causing all these diseases. Spongiform encephalopathy, the mad cow disease for humans. That's basically what Alzheimer's and ALS and all those dementia diseases are. When cancers, you know, I found several patents that listed several studies saying that at least 50% of cancers are caused from malformed prions. Prions are proteins that protect cells from cancer. So you introduce a foreign body in there, say from a vaccine, where they're growing the cell substrates on, you know, either bovine or pig or guinea pig or human aborted fetal tissue that's cloned. You know, you have a situation here where we basically cannibalism has become medicine, and it is a clandestine. It is. There's something evil to it, again, that I can't explain. There's some ritual thing going on there, making ourselves eat each other through injection. It's a disgusting, disgusting industry. And again, you know, I can only talk about it. I really can't expose it any more than I can on this show, you know.
Well, it's very interesting because when you consider the, biological warfare, and that's what you're talking about. And with vaccines, if you look at the background of the people who were involved, Jenner, if you look at his background and his association, I can't remember exactly what he belonged to. Let me just kind of take a look here. I know I have it in my notes somewhere. Edward Jenner. He was a fellow, getting back to secret societies, Masonic, institutions. He was a fellow of the Royal Society by 1788. And so you have to kind of wonder, well, okay, what did the Royal Society promote? What were they doing? Now, Jenner was also a Freemason. He was the worshipful master of the Faith and Friendship Lodge. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. All righty. When you consider Edward Jenner's background and what you've already said about Freemasonry, it just kind of goes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's quite incredible, actually, because, again, all of these powers, all of these authorities, when we say the word authority, by the way, we mean permission. Okay, the word authority means nothing more than permission. That's the most amazing thing about it, is because that means that government is doing everything it does with our authority, with our permission. We have no idea, of course, how to revoke that permission, because we're all suckers and given up our rights to our representatives, which are, you know, which vote, they vote for us. So we really have no voice as quote-unquote citizens or people, if you will. So all the power structure, again, comes from this society, or these societies. You don't have to call them secret societies. They're just societies, okay? The bar is a law society. The American Medical Association is a medical society. You know, you have all these different societies, and they are the government, essentially. They are the ones making and passing the laws to benefit themselves. And, of course, they are licensed to practice their own law or their own medicine. So in a case like Jenner, of course, he's working for what? The university system, right? Because that's where all the public money goes and all the investment wealth goes in order to prop up the research and development. And I mean, it just goes, the whole system is so vastly corrupt and so incestual and so closed off to the people, which are the basic, again, your useful idiots, us out here who allow all this to happen in our name with our authority or permission. We are cattle. We are chattel to them, and we are living up to our name, or our description, I should say. We are just animals to be processed and traded and we're commodities to be utilized, and we're human resources. And we're not doing anything about it. We're literally allowing ourselves to be what they say we are. And it's really frustrating for me. Mostly because I know that everybody out there is very frightened of giving up what they've got. You know, the few benefits that government does provide, people can't imagine living without. In order to be free, of course, you'd have to live without the benefits of government. But hey, listen, I want to talk about this corporation soul thing. Part of my part one, and I think this is one of the most important things I've ever uncovered. Because when we're talking about such things as the Queen of England, when we're talking about such things as the President of the United States, when we're talking about such things as Representative Ron Paul, when we're talking about the office of the president, when we're talking about all of these things, we're talking about governors and parliament and all these things, they are actually not what we think they are. They are actually what's called a corporation soul.
And that's S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E. Of course, it has allusions to the word soul, S-O-U-L, because a corporation soul, one of the least known about corporations in corporations, there's a reason for that, is because it's a single corporation. In other words, only one person, therefore there's no bylaws. You're completely, for the most part, exempt from statutory law. So in other words, if I'm a congressman and I go to Congress, and instead of actually being there as a man, I'm there as a corporation or as the president of that corporation. There's no titles because there's only one person, so you don't need a title. Let me just give you an example. The Archbishop of Canterbury is a corporation soul. The interesting thing about corporation souls is that they are created from the church and not from government. In America, you still register, but you're not registering as a 501c3 or 3c, whatever it is. You're actually under a different law. And so if you think about it, if Ron Paul is a corporation and President Obama is a corporation and your governor is a corporation, they're not acting as men, and therefore they're not necessarily responsible under statutory law, the law that they create. They're not necessarily responsible for their actions. And this actually explains a lot, because, again, we wonder, well, why can Congress insider trade and not get in trouble? Why can Congress extort money from the people and not get in trouble? Why can they do all these criminal activities and not get in trouble? Again, it's very similar to the Masons, where they're protecting each other. They're not going to testify against each other. They're not going to arrest each other. They simply throw out their handshake or their symbol, and everything's kosher. Literally. So the Queen of England is a great example. She's an office. She's not a person. She's not a man or a female, a woman. She's an office, and it's a corporation sole established by the Church of England. So what's interesting about it is that when she is the sovereign of the entire United Kingdom, she has a specific title, but she's an artificial person. So she's called her Majesty. This is a corporation sole, and she's called her Majesty the Queen in Right of the United Kingdom. That is the name of her corporation, okay, of the church. Now, when she's in Canada, she has to take on a different persona or a different personality, a different artificial person or corporation, called her Majesty the Queen in Right of Canada. Completely different corporation. So when she's in Australia, she is Her Majesty the Queen in Right of Australia. These are all the names of individual corporations sole. So what happens is all the possessions and everything go into the corporation sole, and it's protected from all the statutory law and taxes and everything that is government. And the same thing happens here. So when she's in Canada, she also has to go even further. If she's in a province, which here would be like a state, if she's dealing with Alberta, for instance, she's Her Majesty the Queen in Right of Alberta. If she's dealing with the entirety of Canada, then it's in Right of Canada. This is how the whole structure of religion is working. These people are not acting as men. They're all acting as corporations. The bishop in the Vatican is acting as a corporation soul. The Pope is a corporation soul. The corporation soul itself will be passed on to the next man, who then becomes the corporation soul, the office. It's an office. Another example. Now, you know, I was looking for the comprehensive annual financial reports, the financial statements. I was looking so hard for years now. I've been looking for those for the Mormon Church. And by gosh, I finally figured out that the corporation of the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a corporation soul. And because a corporation soul is not bound by statutory law, it does not have to file financial statements for the people to see. That's why they were so arrogant with me when I asked. They said, no, we don't have financial statements. We don't put them out for the public. And I'm like, well, you have to. It's the law. Ah. Well, we're not talking about statutory law. We're talking about ecclesiastical church corporations. So that the church created the office of the corporation of the president of the church of la la la. And so that's why I couldn't find any financial statements. And now that I see this, now that I understand it, there's this whole corporate underworld that nobody hardly knows about, because they're all acting not as corporations of government, but as incorporations of the church. And the best way
that's different than Microsoft and Apple and those right. corporations.
Those are aggregate corporations. They include presidents and vice presidents, and they're required by statutory law to have bylaws and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that Bill Gates himself is not a corporation soul.
Okay. Wow. Interesting stuff. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and he is talking about cracking the cult of the Constitution and corporation souls, S-O-L-E. Oh, this is fascinating. I was
let me give you some examples too, because this will sum it up for you. So if I were to go and on Dun & Bradstreet, that's a site where you go and you search for corporations or businesses, and you type in Ron Paul, what comes up? Well, two things come up. One is called House of Representatives, United States, also traded as Ron Paul. Well, what is traded? But you know, obviously, a stock, a corporation. So that is the corporation soul, that is the office of House of Representatives, that is, or was, he left office already, didn't he? It was traded as, it is the corporation soul of Ron Paul. There's also one called Congress of the United States, which is also traded as Ron Paul, and it gives the address of Washington, D.C. Better way to understand it is to look at the President of the United States. Right now, if you go and you type in executive office, or you type in Barack Obama, Barack H. Obama, you'll get an office called Executive Office of the President. Remember, a corporation soul is an office. It's a corporation, or it's almost like an unincorporated corporation, because there's only one person and it's incorporated ecclesiastically. or through the church. Okay, it's also traded as Barack H. Obama. What? Mm. Executive Office of the President also traded as Barack Obama. That's the business. Okay, so what about Barack Obama himself? Okay, let's type his name into Dun & Bradstreet, and we get Obama, Barack Hussein, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That is his corporation soul. Okay, that's why it can be traded. Now, to understand how this works, we go back to the Executive Office of the President, which states right now, currently, for the current president, it is also traded as Barack H. Obama. So when Barack H. Obama leaves office, he's going to pass his corporation's soul onto the next quote-unquote elected official or officer. Okay, so in 2017, the Executive Office of President on Dun & Bradstreet Street is going to read also traded as Bob Smith, whoever the next president is, because it'll be a corporation's soul that's filling the office. So we literally have a completely artificial structure of corporations, not people, not men, as our government. And these men who are acting as the sole person of the corporation are literally, get this through your head, literally immune from their own statutory law.
So we cannot indict them for war crimes or anything like that.
Can you indict a corporation for war crimes? Did the corporation do anything?
No.
See, this is the crazy part about this. Incorporating, of course, is to limit liability. So yes. it's the nuttiest thing, and now that I've uncovered it, it makes perfect sense. Because again, you watch and you say, well, why is government not punishing him? Well, for one thing, he's immune to the laws that would punish him. Two, it's a corporation; it's not a man. So, I mean, it's just crazy. And again, I recommend people go to Dun & Bradstreet. Just type in your favorite congressman or senator, or president, or whoever, and this will come up. I mean, you'll see it with your own eyes. Go to whatever, Wikipedia, whatever you want. And also, there's another site. And what's interesting about this, and why I wanted to bring it up, is there's a website called Corporation Soul, S-O-L-E, .org. And they're actually promoting this as somewhat of a solution. In other words, a way to for people to start a church and to then incorporate themselves as a corporation. So we should also put them outside of this whole ridiculous, you know, citizenship thing. I don't know anything about that, so I won't promote it, but I will guide people, and maybe you can learn something about what this is and make your own decisions. But the website itself is called corporationsoul.org. Just check it out, and like I said, understand that we're dealing with artificial persons in government. We're not dealing with men. And I think our approach has to change and our understanding has to change about what government actually is. And again, it's all ecclesiastical. It's all coming from a higher authority. That's what ecclesiastical canons actually are. So, anyway, I just wanted to get that out because it just fascinates me that we're talking about, especially with the Queen, when she visits her different little territories and possessions, she has to act as a different corporation in each place. It's just fascinating.
Indeed. it's amazing that you uncovered this. And of course, you've provided the links where we can go and see for ourselves exactly what you're telling us.
And, I can only say, look, I'm putting this these massive tomes of research out, and again, they're called, you know, Cracking the Code of the Constitution, parts 1 through 3. I'm gonna try to release part 2 today if I can. I'm just editing it, and please just go read it because I cannot put into words what is in these research projects. It's impossible for me to literally take what I've written and put it into
absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely, sure.
I mean, it's just so far beyond. I mean, you're talking about psychopaths. How do you possibly put yourself into the mind of someone who does this type of, you know, action? It's
sure.
So,
well, we do have a caller. Why don't we go ahead and take a caller and then get back to this? We have Craig in Ontario. Craig, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for taking the call. And Clint, what a great article. I read it yesterday.
Thank you.
Physical, medical, metaphysical. You kind of covered it all there. A couple of comments and some questions. That video I watched as well about that fellow thief that was talking about the history of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And Islam. Now, I think to notice was that he's a Seventh-day Adventist, so you got to know he's coming at it from another sort of a cultic or a,
absolutely.
Just so you know, yeah, exactly. You know, because they have their own mindset and agenda as well, too.
Well, if you did read that, then you noticed all the tombstones, all the headstones were all for every church out there were all obelisks. All the Mormon
exactly.
Church, Seventh-day Adventist, yeah. Catholic, whatever. All the presidents have obelisks as headstones.
The Vatican, City of London, Washington, the biggies are right there, you know.
Yeah.
The question I got, and so it sounds like that, it's really not the Jews that are doing it all. They're just one component of this whole system.
I look at most Jews as useful idiots, no different than any of us.
Yep.
And I even look at them as goyim, because, again, I don't think that they have a right to claim to be Semite. They're not Jewish. They are Edomites, Canaanites. They're a lot of different things, but they're not the people that they claim to be. So I consider, you know, 90% of the people out there who are part of something, part of a religion, part of a cult, part of a Jewish, whatever you call Judaism nowadays, as nothing more than pawns being used against other races and other religions. That's all it is. And you're getting benefits by being a Jew. They're paying people to move to Israel. They're offering a $25,000 settlement fee for the Jews in Iran to move to Israel. And like the Jews in Germany, they identify themselves as Iranians, just like the Jews in Germany identified themselves as Germans. They were forced to leave. They were, you know, you make things uncomfortable enough because you want to get these people into groups and you want to pit them against each other. The only way to do that is to force them out, to force them to be part of Zionism, to force them to be part of Christianity or Islam. We're all being pitted against each other. These people don't have to do a genocide because we're going to do it for them. And that's the most important aspect.
Yes. Exactly, and that was like, and the question I've got here is, I mean, here in Canada, we don't have militias, we don't have state militias, we don't have all the armed forces you guys have, but we know that these people never do their own fighting, you know,
mm-hmm.
They get other people to do it, and you kind of touched on it a little bit at the beginning of the article, and I thought you were going to get to it at the end, but maybe your two or three might do it. How do we prevent the folks to wake them up and realize, look, we're not going to be hit by an outside force. They're going to make our cops so angry against the people. They're going to make our militias so angry against the armed forces. That's how they're going to turn ourselves on each other.
Yeah, I was actually just putting that in to the second part about the difference between a militia and what's called the business of a military. It literally is a business, corporation. And, you know, your central government cannot allow the states to defend themselves from the central government. So you've got to disband the militia and form in lieu of a standing army.
Excuse me, gentlemen, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and we still have Craig on from Ontario. And you were talking last, Clint.
I was.
Oh.
Well, go ahead, Craig.
I've been reading your article. I've been going to, you know.
It's a good article, eh?
That's fabulous. It's fabulous, fabulous. And
beautiful.
You have to read it a couple times.
Yeah. I went to Dun & Bradstreet there, Clint, and I was trying to – I went to the search page, right? Mm-hmm. But when I only type in, say, Obama, I get no results back. So either you must have to be very specific, because it doesn't seem to work like a Google or a very open-ended search. And I was wondering, is this a place, you know, where people always talk about go to find the straw man? If you put in your social insurance number, you will see how you are traded on the stock exchange. You know, that theory.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know if you can do that anymore. That used to be, that was something that a friend of mine actually did with, I think it was Fidelity Investments was the company. I don't quote me on that, but it was a specific investment company that handled most of the CUSIP type investments, which is a number that's placed on, well, it's a transaction number that's placed on all investments, commodities, and everything else. But Yeah, you could actually see that a corporation was the holder of your particular straw, if you want to call it a straw man. Now, straw man, I think a better word for straw man is paper man, because all a straw man or all the artificial person is technically just a bunch of contracts and papers that bind you and you know, require debt and obligation from you. So that's, I mean, that's what a straw man is. So that, in that aspect, I could never prove that there was a specific trust out there for each individual. And like, I can't go to the Social Security Administration and say, where is my particular bank account that has my money in it? You know, it doesn't exist in, as far as that goes. Now, if there's a trust and a specific thing for each person, I haven't yet seen it, although, that was pretty convincing when I saw that this guy was actually traded or owned basically by, I think it was Raytheon, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, I these are things that I would love to be able to research and prove, but I spent a lot of time trying to figure that out and I could never figure it out. I also fell into the Secure Party creditor trap, which is under Uniform Commercial Code. Well, of course, that's commercial code. I would not want to fall under that. That is not a state of being free. That is still under a commercial transaction. It just sounds very appealing. So a lot of these things are traps. And I say if it sounds, you know, almost too good to be true, then it probably is.
Right. Just one last question, if you don't mind. I just want to kind of bring it back to the metaphysical here. So basically then, because my next comment, because it arrives when people start talking about who to blame for everything, right? So people go, oh, it's the Vatican. People go, oh, it's the Jews. So, and people say, no, the Jews run the Vatican. Oh, no, no, the Vatican's run the Jews. Basically, the top echelon of the people who call themselves Jews but aren't, and the Vatican, that top crew, they would be the same people running both. Would that be a fair assessment? Is that how you look at it?
You know, I mean, you can go there, you can certainly talk about these people who are in power, but again, remember, they're in power because we let them. So the only person that you can blame is yourself, and the only way that you can help other people is to literally detach yourself from this system. To, like, me personally, I wanna get completely out of it and be a natural man and nothing else. Yeah. You can say that the Vatican owns this and the Church of England owns that, and technically, yeah, I think it's all one big bundle of corporations. But what's important is that they're all ruling under ecclesiastical law. We talk about words like eminent domain. Mm-hmm. Go look up those words. Go look up what eminence is. It's a title of honor given to only church officials or cardinals. A cardinal is ecclesiastical law. It's a title given to the court, the dignitaries of the court of Rome. Okay, that's how it's defined. Domain is dominion. Dominion, that's possession. That is ownership. So when you register everything to government, you're giving it domain. See, the funny thing about things like that is eminent domain only exists at the time where they take your property. In other words, it already existed before. They already own your property. You can't just say, okay, I suddenly own everything you own and I'm taking it from you on behalf of the government. No. Eminence is something that already exists. So I'll just give you an example. And this all made sense once I found out how this all works, and it's all ecclesiastical. In other words, it's not of the people. It's from a much higher place, or at least they think it is. There's these great quotes. The ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government, i.e. the law, amounting to mere user. And you, the user, must be in accordance with law and subordinate to the necessities of the state. That's Senate Document Number 4373D, Congress First Section. There's another one. It says the money will be worth 100 cents on the dollar because it is backed by the credit of the nation. It will represent a mortgage on all the homes and other property of all the people in the nation. Again, congressional record, March 9th, 1933, from Congressman Patman. Okay, and that's referring to the act of March 9th, 1933, and I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about the national emergencies and the you know, all of that, because I mean literally that cancels out any constitutional notions you might have.
Yeah, so every year they renew it.
Oh sure, every single year, no matter how old it is, it's going to be renewed because it grants powers. Those the emergency is it's a declaration of war on an emergency. It's not a real war. It's a war against terrorism. It's a war against flu. So if I have a war against flu, that means I've just given myself the power to kill, to quarantine, to vaccinate, to do all of these things. That's the importance of the national emergency, and it literally just completely voids the Constitution in any way, shape, or form. And again, you have congressmen saying as much in the congressional record. They knew, some of them anyway, they knew what was going to happen, and they stated it in the record, and it came true. Constitution is dead. It does not exist when it comes to the executive office. Well, does it exist in Congress? Yeah, technically, but everything Congress does, every office it creates, every power it delegates, is to the executive. The executive is no longer bound by Congress, and that's the choice of Congress. It can end this at any time, but it's beneficial to both parties, you see. So we don't have a government. We have something completely opposite of government. We have an oligarchy, if you will.
I just want to say again, thanks for the article, and I'm looking forward to 2 and 3.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. All right, we have just a little bit over a minute. We still have a couple of callers, but I'm not sure. Well, let's take Chris real quick. Chris, quick.
Well, hello there, Deanna and Cliff.
Hello.
Okay, don't use any long words. Just ask the question.
Well, Cliff, I've been doing due diligence like yourself, and I certainly admire and applaud your diligent efforts to study these things out. My research has led me to grasp that the Sumerian Babel forms of slave trade is truly the form of legal sleaze, the Talmudic or Pharisaic law of the sea laws that have been used to supplant the law of the land to force us to rule under this form of Talmudic or Sumerian or sea people, the murderous cult slave trade, who are disguised as merchants, who are truly mercenaries.
Yeah, that's the ancient, they call it the pledging, basically, the ancient system of pledging, and that's exactly what citizenship is. You know, if you look at the, if you look at the pledges that are taken by soldiers, by the president, by everybody that goes to government, they're not pledging to the people. Never do you hear any officer of government saying that they're going to protect the people. They're protecting the Constitution, which is the foundation of all the tyranny in government. That's the important aspect, because without the Constitution, the government really kind of goes away in any type of legitimate form. Not that it's legitimate now. It is de facto in every way, shape, and form now, and most of it's private. So, yeah, it's an ancient system of pledging that's been around for a long time. And, you know, the other aspect of that is gold. Gold is the backing of all the fiat currency. We don't like to admit it, but there's 238 million troy ounces of gold backing or collateralizing the dollar. It's right there. Gold is the problem, because we're made to covet things, us goyim.
All righty. We've come to the end of our program, unfortunately. Clint, thank you so very much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
For the 34th time. We got to make it 35, maybe next week if you're available. Bye-bye. And sorry we couldn't take that last call. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
John Stepman.